King's College has been hosting Women and Work conference sessions since Tuesday, which focus upon women and their roles in society, both in present day and historically. WRKC sat down with one of the presenters, Henry Hunsinger, a professor of history and Western civilization at Luzerne County Community College, to talk about the role of women in Spartan society and how it affects women today. How highly were women regarded in Spartan society, and how much power did they hold over men?
Spartan women actually dominated Spartan society. They were held in the highest esteem. The Spartan mother was the head of the household. The household in Greek was called the oikos, and she dominated not only the Spartan boys and girls, but in a sense her husband and the slaves, and all produce was overseen by her.
How was it that men gained the positions on the Supreme Council while women had more education and training in societal values while men had more education in war?
The Spartans, they elected their elder council called the Gerousia. And aside from the two kings who had hereditary positions, the elders, once you hit age 60, you came up for election, then you served for life. But they did keep females out of that council and out of the assembly. And how could it be? The only explanation it could be, and what scholars often tend to agree upon, is that it has to be that one piece of power that the males in Sparta kept for themselves. Someday, maybe we could find evidence that that's not the case. Their explanation was that the males would take care of the political sphere, and the women would take care of the domestic sphere, which in a sense, though, doesn't change much from the rest in gender relations.
Why were women so empowered in society, even though men were considered the ones in control?
In Sparta, a female didn't weave, and what weaving meant was household duties. And they abhorred it. They actually criticized one of the famous sayings in Spartan Women by Plutarch is, you might weave, but you should look at your sons and grow good sons. And that should be what you should be proud of, not your weaving. But the answer is simple, that their society revolved around war. And the men had to train for war constantly because they were outnumbered anywhere from 8 to 10 to 1 by the hellish slaves that they were keeping down. So at any point in time in Spartan history, the Spartan male population was never, under any circumstances, more than 24,000 men. It was most likely somewhere in the range of 10 to 12,000 men. Whereas the female, she was home. And she was the one then who always had to run the society. Even if she didn't do it politically, she ruled the society.
Why do you think the men of Sparta entrusted the women so highly, and do you believe the way the Spartan women lived influenced how women live today?
The reason they entrusted them is because it was necessity, and I think that that's often the case in most of the things we do. The Spartans had that problem where they were outnumbered 8 to 10 to 1 by the slaves they had to keep down, who wanted to kill them, and they revolted on multiple occasions. How does it affect women today? Sadly, no one knows anything about Spartan women, and that's sad, because if they did, at least we could see that there was at least one period of time where there is a possibility that women actually dominated a classical society. Now, I know that in matriarchal warrior societies it's happened, but we don't learn about them. We don't know much about them. It wasn't our culture. This was our culture. And this was one of our biggest cultural ancestors in the Greek world. So I don't think, sadly enough, people know anything about it today.
Who do you ultimately believe was in control of this patriarchal deemed society?
I think that during the heyday of Spartan society that, in my personal opinion, the females had the most say. However, when the Spartan society ends and it becomes more readily resembles more the classical Roman society or the classical Greek society, the first thing they did was they redistributed all land. And the vast majority of landowners at that time were women, and they handed it out to men. And that was the end of traditional Sparta. And from that point on, Sparta was no longer Sparta. It became more of a tourist attraction, Sparta, for the Romans. So I believe in the end, my personal opinion would be that it is the men in the end did have control, but during its classical heyday, that the women were the ones who ruled society, benefited the most from it, and in fact pushed it through their own propaganda of their children and the men.
From WRKC News at 5, I'm Sean Krutzik.